David didn't have the ability to conquer that giant, but he made himself available to God. Nobody else did, but he said, Lord, if you can use me, here I am.
Jesus.
You know, God waits for us to say, Lord, here I am.
Lord Jesus.
And when we do, then the Lord takes us into his hands. And as he did with those loaves and fishes, he blesses us. And then he breaks us. And then he gives of us to feed others, to minister to those in need. We have to put ourselves in his hands, offer ourselves. This is your availability that God is looking for. Jesus took the bread, he blessed it, he broke it, and he gave it.
Thank you.
Oh, we know something about the blessing of God in our lives. But if God's really going to use us, he has to break us. To break our will and these things that resist him and that somehow work against what he's after in our life. So he teaches us. He humbles us. He patiently works with us. And when he has a broken vessel, then he can flow through that life. And he can use that life to feed the hungry. And you know, they're all around us. The hungry are all around us. And God needs vessels that will say, here am I, Lord, use me. And then they'll be willing to go through the process to come down at Jesus' feet where the blessing flows. Praise God. So many people at Pilgrim Camp, God has dealt with them over the years like that. And then they ended up in the mission field. Or they ended up ministering in one place or another. And they'll often testify and say, I got my call at Pilgrim Camp. So I learned there to give myself to God. And you know, if you'll pray that prayer and give yourself to God like that and really mean it, there's no telling what God will do with your life. And if you don't pray it, there's no telling what you'll miss. When we get to the end of our life, we'll be very sorry if we could have been more for God, if we could have been more greatly used by God, but we missed it because we weren't willing. But the Lord, that doesn't have to be the case in any one of our lives. He just says, come as you are. Offer yourself to me. Like Isaiah, here am I, Lord, send me. If you can use me, if you can do anything with my life, Lord, I just give it all to you. Praise God. God always hears a prayer like that. And make sure you pray it, and pray it from the heart. And if you have already, then make sure that you're yielding yourself to God and letting him have his way. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, do it, Lord Jesus, we pray.
Praise the Lord.
Take me, Lord.
Take my life and let it be.
Fifty-eight.
that Jesus would want us so much to be ever only all for Him. I never found anybody that loved me like that. Only Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God is calling us tonight. Quietly in our hearts. But there's a tugging. Jesus is saying, I want you to be ever only all for me. If nobody else wants you, I want you. If nobody else can do anything with you, let me show you what I can do. Oh, Jesus. Oh, I give myself to you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Let's just take a moment to talk to Him in our hearts. So important. Give Him a response. This moment, God is at work. Don't let it pass by without giving yourself up to Him. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. For the poet, we sing Jesus Calls Us. It's 357. I often get up in church and say, my wife and I would like to sing this, but she doesn't know it.
As a worker on staff, since I've had the chance to be on staff, I can't remember a first period when I wasn't wasn't able to be here for a few days. And last week, Dad mentioned that every year is unique. But there's a first period group that comes regularly, and whose company I enjoy very much. I found myself the last few years, I always tell the head counselor down in the village what a great group of campers she has. And I realized they're just the same campers over and over again. But it's really just so, it's such a great opportunity. I love being down there with them, and I've enjoyed working here with the boys. Hope they know that. Hope it came out once in a while. I enjoyed all of you. There were a few moments when I had to sit back and say, wow, that was clever. I realized my age, but I do. But it's such a blessing. And as we've heard again tonight, to just be reminded of God's love for each one of us, through His Word and His teaching, through His people, through this place, through His world, His creation. We're so thankful for the reminder we have of God's love. And Dad mentioned on Friday night, I believe he told of an incident where there was an elderly couple that had been married for quite some time, and the Lord took the wife home to be with him. And at the funeral, the husband was standing there, and he wept, and he said, there must be some reason why God is keeping me here. There must be something that I still have to do. And the minister talked to that man and responded and just said, you just have to keep doing what you ought to be doing. Well, the idea was, you just continue to do what you've been called to do this whole time, your entire life, just to love me. He said, you just continue to love Jesus for loving me still. And we heard that again in that song, how we ought to give the best of our love and the best of our service to Jesus. And so I'm so thankful that we have so many evidences of Jesus' love to us here, and how it deepens something in our own hearts to respond, love Him all that we have. I especially enjoy being here at camp on Sunday evenings. I know that there are a lot of people praying for this meeting, for the different meetings around the camp. I know they are at home, and I'm sure in many of the churches represented here. And one reason why it's especially special to me is because it was a Sunday night down in the village where I gave my heart to Jesus. The rug is still the same. I always like seeing that rug, because there were a few of us that knelt there that night. And I think most of us that were in that small circle, we had at some point come to the Lord, and we knew. But it seemed that night it just became so clear to us how horrible the sinfulness of sin, and how much Jesus had done. And so I look back to that night as the night when I gave my heart to the Lord. And so this is always a special time, Sunday evenings here at camp. And while I've been here this week, I've been impressed to look at some of the trustworthy sayings that are mentioned in the New Testament. And tonight, as we were sitting here, one came to mind. I have some favorites, and for a long time, I had a special place for the sayings in 2 Timothy 2. When I was baptized, attention was, I was told to look at that first verse, you then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. So I've always liked this chapter, but later on, 2 Timothy 2, the 11th verse, we read, here is a trustworthy saying, if we die with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we disown him, he will disown us. If we are faithless, he will remain faithful, for he cannot disown himself. And it's that last one that I especially, it's precious to me, that if we are faithless, he will remain faithful, for he cannot disown himself. And I'm so thankful that while there are times when we break our promises to the Lord, and there have been times since that Sunday night down in the village, that God has never broken his promise to me. And I'm so thankful for the assurance I have in my heart that I belong to him.
Jesus, my Lord,
will love me forever. Found in the power of me, all can sever. He is life to cleanse my soul. And
Let's go hand in hand.